My name is Ira Gopal. I'm a student from Symbiosis in Maharashtra and I'm interning at Audible Radio. I'm here with...
I'm Susmita. I live in Norway. And then my work is... I created a project in 2009 at Accessible Audible. And now my friend is here and to visit Audible. And so this is Patrizia.
Hi, Patrizia.
Hi. I am Patrizia and sono venuta qui 15 giorni fa ed è la mia prima volta in India e a Orwell, come prima volta a Orwell.
Patrizia has been visiting Orwell for the first time and she stayed here 15 days and then also is the first time in Orwell.
So can she tell us a little bit about her experience in Auroville, like how she's liking it here, how she finds Auroville?
Puoi parlare della tua esperienza in Auroville, come è stata, cosa le tue impressioni?
Le mie impressioni sono state veramente meravigliose, molto belle, dalla terra rossa alle mucche, a tutte le persone che incontro di Auroville, che vivono in Auroville, alla pace che si respira.
She has been very impressed by the red soil of Auroville, the cow around Auroville, and by the people in Auroville, the residents. She has been impressed a lot by the peace and harmony that she can feel all around Auroville.
In Auroville ho sentito sempre questa meditazione continua, costante, questo qui e ora, in ogni dove, da quando si mangia, che si ringrazia per il cibo, a quando si comunica con le persone. E questo è l'unica cosa nel mondo, per me.
So she felt like all around like a meditation, mm-hmm. So concentration. The fact that also we thank for the food that we are going to take, and so she is very grateful for that. For her is the unique place in all over the world.
Sarebbe bello portare questa pace, questa quiete, questo modo di vivere in tutto il mondo e io spero di farlo portando qualcosa di Auroville nella mia città.
It would be wonderful if this atmosphere can be spread out all over the world and she will try to bring with her this atmosphere in her city in Turin, in Italy, and to transmit this wonderful atmosphere.
So I heard that you visited the Matri Mandir and you had a really lovely experience, so I would love to hear all about it.
So lei vorrebbe sapere riguardo diciamo l'esperienza che hai avuto al Matri Mandir.
È stata un'esperienza fortissima, fortissima di energia, questo raggio di luce che arrivava dall'alto, che mi ha colpita molto.
So there was a very strong experience, and what was really amazing is this light coming from the ceiling, from above, and coming down in the chamber on the crystal.
Ho proprio sentito l'energia dei cinque elementi: terra, aria, fuoco, cielo, acqua.
So she felt the energy of the five elements: air, sky, fire, water, and air.
Sono stata portata come una regina. Le persone del Matri Mandir hanno organizzato tutto insieme a Susmita, che è la mia amica, e hanno organizzato, ringrazio Eric anche per questo, Shiva e tutte le persone che hanno collaborato a portarmi su per poter stare nella stanza, e devo dire che è stata una cosa fantastica per come sono stata trattata.
She felt a queen because she was carrying up to the inner chamber by wonderful people and she's very grateful to to me because I organize, but also the executive member of the Matrimandir, like such as Eric Emmont and all the other people like Mukta and Shiva. So all these people, and also people in the inner chamber like Judith and the attendants. So they make this this experience really lovely, wonderful and full of love.
Una delle cose che ho sentito che mi ha veramente colpita è stata vedere tutte queste persone che erano sedute immobili e ho avuto la sensazione che dentro il nostro corpo invece tutto era in movimento, perché tutto è in permanenza. Per cui questo stare immobili, ma poi le nostre cellule, i nostri organi, tutti funzionano, continuano a funzionare in questa immobilità. E quindi ho sentito proprio quell'impermanenza, quell'essere, ho sentito l'essere.
So she felt, she had this sensation that to see and to feel, so all this body, no, sitting in the chamber, very concentrated, very immobile, no? But, you know, there is, okay, outside the body was completely immobile, but inside the body is continuously in movement. And so it was a great sensation, no? To see the immobility, but at the same time to have the sensation of the movement of the cells in the body.
E quando poi sono scesa e sono andata ai petali, sono andata al loto, ho avuto come la sensazione che l'acqua lavasse via in qualche modo l'ego.
When she went to the lotus pond, so she had the sensation that all the water, no, flowing in the pond was like a shower to remove the ego in the human beings.
Adesso ogni giorno vado a Matrimandir e vado a meditare e sono riuscita anche ad entrare in una dei petali, delle stanze per poter fare la meditazione e poi vado anche sotto l'albero a fare Hatha Yoga, perché io pratico Hatha Yoga da tanto tempo e quest'anno darò un esame per diventare istruttore di Hatha Yoga.
And then, so now, from that day, she every day goes to the Matrimandir to meditate in one of the petals room, and to have her meditation. And later, she likes to go under the banyan tree.
Ho iniziato a fare yoga nel 1992. Con un maestro che si chiama Mario Di Grazia, e che lui è un maestro che insegna lo yoga del Kashmir ed è un maestro che ha preso la scuola qui in India.
She want to become a Hatha Yoga teacher. She has already had a teacher who learn Hatha Yoga in India and is her master. She want to be Hatha Yoga teacher in order to study how she can teach Hatha Yoga to the people in the wheelchair. She wants to do a deep training in order to study, to do her researches to reach this aim.
Porterò come tesi all'esame adesso a dicembre, quando torno in Italia, Surya Namaskar, il saluto al sole, e lo sto inventando per le persone sulla sedia. In Italia non esiste questo.
Now when she is back to Italy, she will have an exam of Hatha Yoga. She want to give the exam about the Surya Namaskar and to study this position for the people in the wheelchair. This is the first time in Italy.
So she's doing so much work in terms of Hatha Yoga, and I want to know what she's trying to express through her work, what change she's trying to make in the world through her work.
Quali cambiamenti tu vuoi portare attraverso queste tue pratiche di Hatha Yoga?
La consapevolezza. La consapevolezza del movimento unita alla presenza dell'essere.
She wants to bring the consciousness in the body and in the same time the presence of the human being.
Hatha Yoga cura molto il corpo da un punto di vista proprio di curare. E per noi che viviamo seduti su una sedia è molto importante, per me che sono un insegnante anche di tennis tavolo, poter unire le due cose, yoga e tennis tavolo.
She wants to join the Hatha Yoga and the table tennis together because both of them they work on the body, and so this is very important, especially for people who are on the wheelchair, because she's a table she is a champion in table tennis in the Paralympics. So she won many medals and she traveled all over the world.
Can she tell us a little bit more about her table tennis career?
Puoi dire qualcosa di più sulla tua carriera di table tennis?
Io ho avuto l'incidente all'età di 13 anni, avevo un cavallo, andavo a cavallo e lo sport per me era vita. Allora ho scelto di praticare tennis tavolo perché mi permetteva di competere con persone senza disabilità.
And when she was 13, she had an accident, and after the accident she had to be on the wheelchair. Before the accident she used to ride, to do horse riding. She was a very sport child, you know. So then she chose the table tennis because with this kind of sport she could compete with the people who have no problems. So with the people, not only wheelchair, but normal people.
E, ho praticato 25 anni di tennis tavolo a livello agonistico, ho vinto delle medaglie, ma la mia medaglia più importante adesso è insegnare ai bambini, insegnare alle persone con disabilità intellettiva e di insegnare nell'ospedale, dove utilizzo il tennis tavolo come terapia.
She did this table tennis competition for several years, and now she wants to work with the children with the intellectual disability and also with aging people, so to use her capacity, her skills as a table tennis player in the field of helping people to recover their disease and their disabilities.
Lavoro in un ospedale con una fisioterapista ed è diventato il tennis tavolo uno strumento per la riabilitazione delle capacità residue della persona che ha avuto un trauma.
Now she works in Turin, she works in hospital with a physiotherapist. It is because they want to, through the table tennis, to use this game to help these people to recover their limits that their disease or reduced mobility has given to them.
Il mio sogno futuro sarebbe quello di insegnare anche persone con disabilità intellettiva per gli anziani, tipo Alzheimer, sindrome di Asperger, eccetera, perché in America Wendy Suzuki ha fatto degli studi affinché il tennis tavolo può essere una forma di riabilitazione anche per persone con questo tipo di patologie.
So now her aim is to start a work with people affected from Alzheimer, because according to researchers, very important scientists, so this kind of game, the tennis table, gives the opportunity of a concentration to coordinate certain movement, for example, the movement of the hands and the concentration, and then And so all together, so can help these people to be more concentrated and to try to regain the coordination of the body.
La pallina è molto veloce, per cui la mano, l'occhio devono essere in sintonia, coordinati, come diceva appunto Susmita. E questo è molto importante. Wendy Suzuki ha fatto degli studi proprio per, ha capito attraverso questi studi la possibilità di migliorare le capacità cognitive.
According to the study, the studies and researches of the scientists, so the ball bring the person to coordinate the concentration, and because the movement of the ball is very fast, so you have to be very attentive and to try to coordinate the sight with the movement of the ball and the movement of the hand, so all together bring the person to be very attentive and concentrate in their bodies.
E poi sono molto felice perché ho scoperto che la Mer giocava a tennis, ma anche a tennis tavolo. E quindi sono molto felice e spero di poter portare qui il prossimo anno un po' di tennis tavolo per le persone che vivono a Auroville.
So she is very happy because she has got to know that the mother used to play tennis, but not only that, also table tennis. So she is very, very happy of that. And then as she would like to come back next year, she has already booked the guest house. For the next year, she would like to stay 2 months. So she hopes to organize a table tennis competition here in Auroville with the children, with aging people, with all people around, and to offer her skills, her capacity to Auroville.
The next time. The mother, ho letto che la madre ha detto che Matri Mandir è un posto per tutti, e l'idea che io sono qui con la sedia a rotelle e ho potuto andare a visitare Matri Mandir è un po' come aver così soddisfatto anche i desideri della madre. E Susmita, con il lavoro che fa qui ad Auroville, ha dato la possibilità a noi di, certo ci sono ancora tante cose da fare, però intanto c'è già stato un inizio e questo è molto importante.
And regarding the accessibility, the fact that I could go in the inner chamber is the open door to all, not just a part of people, because also the mother said that the Matri Mandir is for everybody. So that is just the beginning for a new step for Auroville, because the project I created is of course, I start thinking first of all of the residents, because they are aging, because of the accidents, they are temporary or permanently reduced mobility, but also for the visitor, for the guest. So it's for everyone. The accessibility is to all. Nobody excluded. And here is the place of the human unity. So the human unity is not just the color of the skin, of the languages, or the different of the culture, or the country, but it's also the difference of the body. Everybody has a different body, but all this body belongs to the divine. And according to Sri Aurobindo, the body is the mask of the divine. And so we have to accept as we are, and we have to create the access to the public building and place to everyone, to give dignity and freedom to everyone in order that we don't have to ask every moment help. That is the accessibility. And maybe Patrizia, with her visit, and maybe next one, can improve, can help Auroville to be more conscious. Because, you know, there is one thing that my brother, because Patrizia, I got to know Patrizia through my brother, one of my brother who have just left the body just 2 months ago, and he made our city tour in Italy, the most accessible city in Italy. And so, you know, people are not aware of that. No, sometimes we don't think of the others. So I can do this, I can do that. We don't think that maybe other people, they cannot do the same things that you can do. There is no awareness. Mm. So in order to wake up the awareness, so we have to create a situation. We have to talk with people. We have to show. So maybe Patrizia, as previously other people who have come to Auroville, maybe can help Auroville to be more conscious about that.
Una cosa molto importante che tengo a dire è che le persone che hanno una sedia a rotelle e vogliono venire ad Auroville assolutamente devono avere la bici, diciamo il motorino da attaccare alla sedia, perché ovviamente non si può andare solo con la sedia a rotelle, ci vuole un qualcosa di elettrico. Io ho trovato che con questa bici mi ha permesso di girare tutte le strade rosse, salutare tutti gli indiani che incontro, salutare tutte le persone di Auroville che incontro e andare spedita quasi come motorini. Per cui è importante che una persona disabile, se vuole venire ad Auroville, sappia che deve venire con un mezzo più o meno elettrico.
So she has come here with them. Her motorized wheelchair. She has a wheelchair for competition. And plus she has a small engine, like a half bicycle. This bicycle she attached to her wheelchair, and with that she can go around. This small engine go by battery. And so it's very important to have this in order to be independent, to go around Auroville. So she is suggesting to all people who want to come to Auroville and they are wheelchair users, they need to have things like that, because it's easier for them, so it's easier to go around. So she's very happy, for example, to go around Auroville to greet everyone, Indian and non-Indian, all our say bye-bye. So she feel a human being, because people, if you are on wheelchair or with crutches, or maybe you are just a human being, you have no problem, we are all human beings. First of all, we have to think that we are human being, not that you are a wheelchair user. So we are human being. You can sit, you can stand, you can run, you can walk, you can go by bicycle, but we are first of all a human being. Then after we are Patrizia, we are Ira, we are Susmita, whatever. But first of all, we are human being.
Un'altra cosa molto bella, che sono stata in 3 posti: Arca, Center Guest House e Quiet, e tutti e 3 i posti sono piuttosto accessibili, e questo è molto importante, perché io sono qui da sola, per cui devo avere la stanza comoda, il bagno comodo. Devo dire che questi 3 posti sono piuttosto comodi.
So she came here, she stay in 3 guest houses. First Arca, second Center Guest House, and Quiet. And she has to say that all these 3 places are quite accessible. I say quiet because maybe the bathroom is not really according to the universal design, but our bathroom that allowed her to go inside, to have her shower, to be independent, because she's alone. And also, she is a very independent person, because in Italy she lives alone in her flat. So she can manage very well. For example, I know Central Gestapo very well. They made ramp to go to the dining room. There is a big accessible toilet next to the dining room. And the toilet in the room are quite accessible. Okay, there is maybe something missing, but it's okay. Maybe the door has to be a little wider. Yes.
Indubbiamente al Center Guest House ho trovato, e anche a Quiet, ho trovato veramente questa disponibilità e voglia di cambiare. Infatti le persone del posto mi chiedono informazioni, che cosa è meglio, che cosa si può cambiare, se c'è qualcosa che può essere migliorato. E questa la trovo assolutamente una cosa fantastica, perché è importante che venga chiesto a noi che viviamo il problema come poter fare.
The wonderful and interesting aspect to be in a center guest house in Quiet, it was that people who are running the guest houses are open to learn and to learn to improve the accessibility. So they ask her advice how to change. And this is very important, because the best tester of this situation are the people who are in this situation. In fact, many times when I meet architects, when I have to talk about accessible toilet or to change steps in ramp or whatever, I always suggest one thing. When you are not sure, sit on the wheelchair and you get to know everything is necessary to do it. This is the first one of the first things.
Questa è una cosa che su Smita è veramente, io la ringrazio molto per il lavoro che fa e per come è intelligente nel capirlo, perché bisogna sedersi, e ancora, anche una volta seduto, ancora si può non comprendere, perché non si vive il problema. Quindi almeno cominciare a sedersi per improvvisare, per comprendere. E quindi ringrazio Susmita per questo.
I am very grateful to Susmita to have created this project and to suggest all the people to sit on the wheelchair, even if by sitting and then you are not disabled, it's not you, maybe you don't understand completely, but it's just the beginning. And that is just a goodwill. For example, in Italy, there is a center in Bologna I visited that they create houses and flats just for people with different disability. And so the architect, they sit on the wheelchair for 2 days to try to see where they have to put the switcher, they have to put the shelves, they have to put the basin, or the sink in the kitchen, the shelves, how to make a bed, how to make a door, and how to make a shelter, in order because to create independence. That is a very important. When you are independent, you can do it, so you feel like others. You don't feel different. And sometimes, you know what I think, the real different people are who don't understand. They are the real different, not the disabled. They're different people, because we say disabled, but I wouldn't say disabled. I can say super able. For example, she is a super able. She overcome her limitation by becoming a champion. And there are so many examples now all over the world. You can, for example, once I saw a video of an Indian who was a Bharatanatyam dancer, who lost one leg, but he still danced. He learned after to dance on one leg because he lost one leg. So he learned how to dance with just one leg.
Io non penso assolutamente di essere una persona superabile, super, non lo penso. Penso che sono riuscita, grazie a mia madre, che mi ha dato la forza e l'intelligenza di fare con le difficoltà una resilienza.
So she doesn't think to be superable, but because she had a wonderful mother who pushed her to trust herself and to give her best. That is correct, no? To try to give, to show, to manifest the best, and she did it, and the other people did it. The world is full of example now.
Ed è quello che insegno anche ai miei allievi. Quando io incontro allievi che hanno appena avuto un incidente come me, la cosa che insegno è quello sempre di fare con le capacità residue, senza pensare troppo a quello che non c'è più, perché quello che non c'è più, non c'è più.
Wang, she always remind her students that maybe have some accident and then after they are on the wheelchair or with crutches or whatever, she push them to give the best of themselves, to use what they still have, and they don't think what they have lost, but what they have at the moment.
Il mio motto in questo momento è peace in my mind and enjoy in my heart. E questo è quello che cerco di trasmettere. Poi ci sono le giornate no, ma l'importante è averne poche.
What now her motto at the moment is joy in the heart and peace in the mind. And this is what she wants to carry on, no? So, and to transmit with her students and all around all the people. And then, for example, of course, we are human beings. There are the days that we feel little down.
Io la chiamo la giornata che non cammino. Ci sono delle volte che dicono oggi non cammino, statemi lontano perché oggi non cammino e sono arrabbiata, però può accadere ogni tanto.
So when there are the days that are a little down, so she usually say, oh, today I don't walk, because when she walks means that she is in good mood to do everything. For example, I remember a book that I read about a blind man, and he used to say, when I am not in love, I'm really blind, but when I'm in love, I see everything.
I just want to know one last thing. If there was one thing that she could change in the world, then what would she change?
C'è qualcosa che ti piacerebbe cambiare nel mondo e che vorresti collaborare per questo?
Assolutamente sì, nel mondo mi piacerebbe esistesse questa quiete che ho vissuto qui a Auroville, questa pace, questo rispetto dell'altro, questo togliersi la maschera per essere veramente nel cuore di ognuno, vedere le cose con il cuore.
So she would like to have, of course, to see all people loving each other, and to do all the things with heart and with love, and to spread all over the world love and peace and harmony.
In questo modo non esisterebbero le differenze, nessun tipo di differenza, né di razzismo, né di femminicidio, né di disabilità. In questo modo esisterebbe veramente la pace, quella di cui parla Mer.
So in this way there will be no differences, because we are all the same. There are no differences of races, of languages, of countries, of color of skin, of the body. So there are no differences because one person is on the wheelchair, another one is walking with crutches or whatever. We are all the same because there is harmony, so we learn to accept the others as they are, we are all part of just one body. That is the Brahman, the absolute. And then, so, as the mother said, the human unity, we are all part of the divine.
È un sogno, ma ad Auroville questo sogno io l'ho visto possibile. In queste settimane che sono stata qua ho proprio respirato quest'aria così magica e così particolare, così profonda.
So in these days I lived, I experienced this feeling in Auroville, and here in Auroville it's more possible because we have more chance to accomplish this state of the human being.
Bisogna portare Auroville nel mondo.
She say that we need to take Auroville all over the world.
I completely agree with you. I really feel that we need to take Auroville to the world.
But I want to say one thing, that Auroville, we can bring Auroville, because Auroville is in our heart. When Auroville is in our heart, so we can bring Auroville all over the world.
That's a really sweet message, ma'am. I really had a great time interacting with the both of you. Thank you so much. And we will remember to be joyful and peaceful, like you said, to spread our love to the world. And maybe we can accomplish her dream and her goal one day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ira. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you. Grazie per il tuo lavoro. Abbiamo bisogno di giovani come te che abbiano voglia di ascoltare cose come queste.
And thank you to you, because I'm very grateful that we have given the opportunity to people to listen my story, our story, and to share my experience with others.